USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She says on one hand that the president is unfit to hold the job. However, the top Democrat in the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, says she doesn't want to see President Trump impeached. She says it would be counterproductive. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York reacted to the House Speaker's remarks.
I want to look at the Mueller report before I make a decision about whether I believe he should or should not be impeached.
The U.S. now withdrawing all American personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the decision comes as the situation in that South American nation continues to deteriorate. U.S. relations with Venezuela have been difficult since January when the Trump administration recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president rather than Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Another border wall battle shaping up as the president sends his budget to Capitol Hill. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border. And the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
Reaction from Arizona Congressman Republican Andy Biggs speaking on Fox News about why he supports the $8 billion included in the budget for building the wall.
They want to build a wall and extend it. What we're doing with his emergency declaration doesn't get the job done. I mean, the reports out Arizona last year, in the last couple of years, enough fentanyl seized to kill between 70 and 80 million Americans in Arizona alone from the border. And that's, when you look at that, that's an emergency.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New York Attorney General is now looking into details of some of the Trump administration's projects, according to a report in the New York Times, saying that the AG's office there has issued subpoenas for bank records regarding the financing for hotels in Washington, D.C., Florida, and Chicago. Investigators also want to probe a failed bid by Trump to buy the Buffalo Bills. The investigation was reportedly prompted by congressional testimony from Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The 2020 Democratic National Convention will be in Milwaukee. The announcement finally coming yesterday, DNC Chairman Tom Perez saying the nomination for what will likely be the most important election in a lifetime will be selected in just 490 days, and he selected the Wisconsin city over Houston and Miami. Milwaukee is the biggest city in a swing state that was won by Donald Trump in the 2016 election. The convention is set for July 13th through the 16th. And T-Mobile and Sprint are continuing their push for a $26 billion merger. Executives from both companies will speak before the House Judiciary panel today and argue their case. T-Mobile promising to maintain Sprint's low-income assistance plan. Amid concerns from Democrats, a merger would drive prices up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.